brothers and my sisters, in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, Messiah, Savior, Lord, King of all, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. That means there is nothing left over for the devil and his minions and all his little bootlickers and all the rest of them. There's nothing left for them at the end of this whole thing. Just a window of time where they get their lap around the track. They get to run around, pat each other on the back, tell each other that there's something, posture for each other. And hopefully, they're just hoping by that group majority that everybody sort of says, yes, yes, you're okay, you're a star, you're somebody. And they got to keep telling themselves that. They got to keep giving themselves awards every year, all the time. They got to keep doing that. But because if they stop for a moment, they realize that they were completely bankrupt. But anyways, yep, at the end of this whole thing, the garbage is thrown away. And, or if you want to go scriptural, the wheat and the tares are harvested, the tares are separated into bundles and are burned, thrown away. So yes, garbage is thrown away. Worlders are garbage. Worlders are eternal trash. So, I'm just being factual, just being straight. So now, they don't have to be eternal trash. They can, in fact, be redeemed. The Spirit of the Lord is sufficient to restore them. The blood of Jesus is sufficient to pay the price that needs to be paid. But alas, free will is also involved. Well, it is. And then yet, at the same time, marked by Him, for Him, for all eternity. So, in the end, for me, He knows what everybody's going to do, so that's enough for me. But anyways, yeah, this whole thing, it's you know, we're fulfilling our roles. We're going through the process. We're acting this thing out. We're doing that which God has for us to do on the grand eternal stage where all is made known, all is seen. The mystery of God is revealed. And we are living in the time of the revelation of that mystery. So, very cool time to be alive. Very cool time to go within. Now, look. I know. There's a lot of stuff coming at us from all sides. The purpose of those things is to draw you without, to get you into the externals, to get you wrapped up into a very base, carnal reality, where, you know, in the end, you want to hurt others the way that you've been hurt. You want to cut their heads off, destroy them, let them feel the pain that they've inflicted on you, yada yada, etc., etc. But you know, the problem is, that's a never-ending, degenerating cycle. You won't find peace down that line. The path of peace is always to go within. You know, when you go within with Christ, what you realize when the stillness sets in, that you've never been hurt. You've never been betrayed. Why do I say that? You're like, how could you say that? I've been through all the... Yeah, I know. Yes and no. Yes, you have, and no, you have not. Why? Because in eternity, when you go into that place, was everything from here, it's done. It dies here. You don't take any of it with you. So the pain that you've experienced here in this life, the difficulties that you face, all of that, whatever it has been, whatever it may be, all of that, and yet, you don't take it with you. Okay? Question. Do you take your, if you own a house, do you take your house with you when you leave this life? No, no, you do not. If you have any cash in the bank, do you take that cash with you when you leave this life? No, you do not. If you own a company, if you have a family, if you, whatever, go down your list of everything that you relate to in this external physical reality that is passing away. Do you take any of it with you? The pharaohs of the past tried so desperately hard building their pyramids and sticking their sarcophaguses inside with all of their friends, all of their buddies, many times their servants buried alive with them, just to try to go into their afterlife and their perception of what that would be. Didn't really work out for them. Grave robbers broke in pretty much throughout, some of them more polished than others, and took everything that they had, put it on display, or just sold it off. Whatever. No, you don't keep anything from this life. So, if you're not taking with you your material things that you might experience, enjoy, be deprived of, fight for, however it is that you relate to them in this life, you think you're taking the rest of it with you? For the follower of Christ, you're not taking your pain with you. For the joy set before him, Jesus endured the cross, scorning the shame. The cross was something to go through, not a place where he lives. Jesus is not perpetually being crucified. It's done. That was done. That was a moment in this eternal play. This, to show and to demonstrate the love of God for his creation, for his bride. He doesn't have to do it again. It's there. It's done. You know what it is. So likewise for us, you know, the things that we go through right now, it's for this window of time. And, you know, as you go through them God's way, as you look to him, as you trust in him, as he works through you in and through these seasons and these difficulties that you face, what happens is you are being molded and fashioned into his image and into his likeness. See, the things that happen on the external, allow those to be, if you go through them the right way, what will happen is those will be the things that will then help you to continue to go within, continue to trust the Lord, continue to see his hand at work in and through your life. You know, just some recent stuff that I sort of had to deal with here in Sri Lanka. One set of things that happened over here was, some of the people that kind of were around that situation, good people, loving people, you know, but when the situation got a bit tough, now you got to understand, for my friends that are listening from overseas, from the States, and, from Western countries, you have to understand that in places like Sri Lanka and in South Asia, interaction with the demonic and with demonic spirits is, historically more common here on the overt level. In Western countries, it's more hidden. Here, it's just more overt. It's more in the open. And so kind of with a recent situation that was going on here, some of the people I was working with, you know, because they wanted a resolution on some of the problems that they're facing, they wanted to, go and see a witch doctor that's the best way I can put it, what it is, to try to, get a curse or something like that put on some people that had done something wrong who they didn't know who they were. And now here's what happened. See, I told him quick. I was just like, look, don't do that. Don't invite demons into your lives. Because here's what happens. If people go to the demonic, go to the... I mean, the motto of the world system is big, quick, now. So, you know, you'll find in the world system, if you go to it, if you put your allegiance there, you get something very fast. Yeah, of course. They'll if that's what it takes to get your soul, sure, they'll give you a quick pop in exchange for something eternal. But it's not about the externals and what's going on there. So So with these instant results. The world system looks for instant results, and people go to it because they want that. And you know, this is also why many times for us that God will delay in fulfilling His promises to us, fulfilling the things that it is that He's spoken to us. Because you know that God said something to you. You know that God said, you know what, here's something that I'm going to do in and through your life. You know it. You know for yourself God has promised that, said that, pledged to that, and God will do that in your life. But then what ends up happening is it starts getting delayed. And then it starts getting really delayed. And then years go. Sometimes decades go. And you trust God, but as you continue to get stretched in that thing, now you start to say, oh, maybe I need to help this out a little bit. Abraham had the same situation. The father of the faith. So he got stretched. Years had gone by, and trying to make something work, trying to make something happen. But, you know, the thing about it is, like, in the end, God will accomplish what He will do in His timing, in His way. And the things that, the circumstances and the situations that we face, part of the reason that we face them is because they reveal in you what needs to be dealt with. They reveal in you what it is that needs to be brought into the light. See, part of our redemption process, part of us being transformed into the image and the likeness of Christ, is for us to realize and admit and come to the understanding of what is in us apart from Christ. You have to have a revelation and of, oh my gosh, this is in me. I would go to this extent. I would think this thought. This is actually a possibility of something that would be in me in the circumstances that I might face and some of the situations of life that might come my way. And in that point, taking that then before God and saying, Lord God, please forgive me. Deliver me from what it is that I realize is in me. Because, you know, you get pushed to those points, you get stretched to those breaking limits, and if you trust in God, that's where you find out what He can do. It's not in the comfortable places. It's not in the easy road that you experience the miraculous power of God working on your behalf. But He has to do that for you. He has to put you in those situations. And when you see who you are apart from Him, who you are in your flesh, who it is that you are if it were not for Christ Jesus in you, you drop on your face and you're like, oh, my God, I am so sorry. Forgive me, Lord, please save me from myself. Save me from my flesh. Save me from this world. I trust you. I got nowhere else to go. It's about you. Now, yes. So, you know, when you allow for those things to be brought up, brought to the surface, revealed, now you are in a super place, because now peace can come. Now peace can fall in that situation. Now that which was a seed in your life, in your soul, that would have come out in some other, would have grown out, sprouted out in some other situation where God needed you to be on point, and God needed you to be, you know, ready for that which was to come. Now that's been dealt with. If you deal with it God's way, if you allow Him to work with you in that. If you don't, then what ends up happening is then you stop right there. Your growth, your development, your spiritual walk is, you just stare at a stalemate. You build a monument where God was doing a movement. And how many people are still stuck at their self-made monuments? As the same old, drawn out, tired testimony, quote unquote. I know, you've been to those services, haven't you? Back when I was 15. Anyways, you'd think that nothing's happened since then. For me personally, I have a hard time thinking very far ahead, and I really oftentimes don't remember much of what's kind of sort of come before. I think as I just keep going with God, you know, something that seems to be happening more and more is just, I'm here now. You know, God is I am, and as we move more into oneness with Him, as we are in the light, as He is in the light, when that kind of manifests stronger and stronger in you, I think we just end up just kind of, here we are. This is who we are. We sort of shift into that. You know, the world and the worlders is constantly about your past. If you are in dealing with anything in your present day, it's something external, something carnal, something material. You know, what you'll eat, drink, wear, all the issues with families and work and all of that stuff. But all that stuff that'll bring you with that. And if it's your future, worrying about your future or planning, you know, or getting all kinds of wrapped up in that stuff. Whereas with God, with God's people, and I am, you're just here now. You have no past, because the past is hidden Christ. It's gone. It's disappeared. It died on the cross with Jesus. And the person that's now there is Him. The person that's now, that when you look in the mirror, that is the reflection of Christ Jesus now in the earth, living through you. That life that's given over to Him becomes the living representation, the ambassador of Christ. Oh, what a beautiful thing to be what God made you to be, for the unique way that God has put life in you to be manifest. You know, I talk about this sometimes in some of the, I think a couple of the recent sermons. You know, you look at the trees. I mean, like there are general principles to trees and that, how they grow and just about them, how they, you know, absorb the light, how they, but they're so unique and so different, and you have fruit trees, and you have trees that are good for, you know, the special kind of wood that they end up producing, and you have, I mean, so many varieties, so many, and it's an indicator of God's nature, God's character. When God made us, He didn't make one of us to be like anybody else. Not a one of us. Not you, You're not supposed to be like me. I'm not supposed to be like you. And yet we're all one in Him. So we become one in Christ Jesus. And from that oneness with the Spirit of God, He uniquely manifests Himself through you, through your life. And as He uniquely manifests Himself through your life, the gifts, the talents, the abilities, the skills that He's put in you, they come forward. And in you being able to use those, and you being able to run with those, and you being able to put those into the service of the kingdom and into the service of humanity in this world that needs those. Oh gosh, the world needs solutions right now. And as you're able to put those to work, you're fulfilled. You enjoy it. You have fun with it. You know, this life can be fun. Yes. Yes, it can be fun. You don't have to do this this suffering saint routine. I know. There's how many people are in the middle of that? Like, woe is me, and you know, just so hard to follow Jesus, and I'm bearing my cross. And enough. You don't have to do the suffering saint routine. It can be. You can have a good time, an enjoyable time in this life as well. Yes, of course, you're going to have some rocky things that come up, but put those at the feet of God and continue to move, because there is a joy that we face. And even in the middle of that, the fact that you go through those things God's way becomes a living witness to those that are watching your life, many times to those that are stalking your life. You know, for those that are watching you and are monitoring you and are trying to monitor you, they see the fact that when you go through, you're not fazed, or you just bounce back, and they know for themselves that if they went through the same thing, they would crumble. You know, I've had people tell me that. I've had people say that to my face. I've said, you know what, man? They said, if I had to go through the same thing that you went through, that, I mean, they knew about the situations. They said, if I had to go through the same thing, they're like, I would be done. Now, there's something about, there's everything about the Spirit of God, the way that He works in us, that He carries us. You know, when we go through, if you just put yourself in His arms, if you just put yourself at His feet, you know, you cling to Him in the middle of what you're facing. If you do that, you put yourself in a spiritual position where now, you know, your dependency on Him can be manifest in His taking over that situation. And the first thing is the restoration of peace. Because see, here's what happens. When we are allowed by the world, when we allow the world to draw us without, you lose your peace. If you get drawn out from that place of stillness with the Spirit of God, if you get drawn out from that walk into the external, it will steal your peace from you. It will get you into a place where, and you know it when you've been pulled there. So, you know, but when you go within and when you stay within, what ends up happening is the Spirit of God. And so when you're facing a difficult situation, when you take it before Him, you now put yourself in that place where peace can be restored. That's the start of it. Because you know what? If you just even have peace, you can be in the jail cell. You can be in the Acts 16 situation and have praise coming from your heart. Yes. Yes. You know what? if people I've heard that preached in churches and stuff like that, but they don't understand it. They read the book, but they don't get it. Once you're in there, once you're in that situation, and you've seen the hand of God carry you through, and you've taken it before Him, and He, by His Spirit, shifts it in your soul, where that which was a prison has now become a place of praise and worship unto Him, and your spirit is not shackled by your external situation. Your spirit now is set free in Christ Jesus. It changes the dynamic. You know nothing in the external can hold you. Do you know that no external circumstance, no external situation, no whatever situation you're in right now, you can be set free from, period. Period. It's not an issue. Because you can be living in a massive 20,000 square foot mansion and be a prisoner, or you can be sleeping on a mat you can be sleeping on a mat and be free and be joyful. So it's not about the externals. You know, the more that I travel, the more that I live, the more that I experience life, the more that I just keep realizing it just keeps being reinforced over and over and over and again that God is, if you are aligned with Him, you have what you need. If you are aligned with Him, you'll have your daily bread. If you're aligned with Him, He'll take you through. He'll carry you through. If you're aligned with Him, He will orchestrate the circumstances and the situations. The very God that allows you to go through difficult times will also move things in your favor when the time is right and when necessary for you to be in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing, and for things to go in your favor. Yes, He does that too. He does that too. The same God that allows you to be disciplined and chastened and to go through some rough times is the same God that will also orchestrate the circumstances and the situations of your life so that you can come into a place where you can be a blessing to many, many others. Materially as well, yes, it is okay. It is all right for God's people to have something in their hand to give and to share and to work with others and to enjoy a good life. It's okay. You know, that's all right. You know, what is so so twisted, I think, with the world system in the form of religion is, you know, some of the stuff I guess I would see. All right, so here's here's the name it and claim it gospel, where basically if you're not wealthy and healthy, something's wrong with your faith. Yeah, let's see you take that message to the brothers and sisters in some of these other countries. It doesn't work, just like your Keynesian economics don't work either. But hey, people surround themselves with teachers that tell them what their itching ears want to hear, and so that's the voice they want to finance and put out there. So that's one. Then you get into a lot of these developing nations, and now there it's the poverty gospel, where basically, you know, suffer in this life. If you have anything at all, you know, you should be giving that up and over to the Lord. And incidentally, you know, they stand in the place of God. So what they're saying is you should be giving that up to me, right? Oh, yes. Sacrifice for the Lord, brother, which basically means translation in developing nation churches, quote unquote, sacrifice for the Lord means give what you have to the institution of this religious institution that is a form of godliness that denies the power thereof. Put everything in here and become our spiritual slave, and we will then tell you what to do, what to think, who your friends can be, what your life is going to be about, and we will approve or disapprove of you based on our system and our hierarchy that we have. And you can buy your way up through different things that you do, but this is now your life. No thank you. No thank you. You guys can keep that stupid little thing that you've created for yourselves. Bankrupt spiritually, have not heard the voice of God, wouldn't know God if he showed you an ID badge. No. Okay, so, you know, in all of these different... But here, truth is true wherever you go. Wherever it is that you go, the truth is applicable. Wherever it is that you go, the life of God is it's the manifestation of it is going to be the solution for what it is that you face. And that's why too, you know what, with so many of these guys is their books and their tapes and there's because there's zero spirit of life in them, they're already dead and dated before they get off the printing press. You know, here's something I've noticed. I've got some great friends, wonderful friends, that walk with and move in the Spirit of God. I can listen to something that they have put out there, that they did months ago, and because the Spirit of God is in that, it blesses my soul. Whereas the worlders, they try to make a topical sermon for the problems of today that they just got on the BBC or whatever news source that they have. And even that thing, even that one, it doesn't work for the day they're living in, let alone you listen to it later, you might as well throw it away with a newspaper. It's not, it doesn't work. There's nothing in there of value to you. Likewise with writings. I tell you what, you read something from Tozer, A.W. Tozer, you read something from Richard Wurmbrand, those brothers gone from this life in the natural, but that which God had them do while they were here, the Spirit of God is in that. And because the Spirit of God is in that, and because of the way they lived and closed out their lives here on the earth, that will bear witness well beyond their time here. You know, that's what's also amazing. Worlders want so bad to be immortalized. They want so bad to be remembered. That for those that have cash, for those that have resource, they set up charitable foundations in their name. They build big buildings. Carnegie Hall. They'll donate to universities and trusts and try to get buildings named after themselves. All of this said and done, at the end of the day, they're forgotten. For a little bit, they maybe have a little bit longer residual than the guys that, than just the typical worlder, but they're all forgotten. Whereas the children of God, look, in the natural, they could be a servant or a slave. But in the spirit, they're set free, and as they walk with God, as they do the will of the Father, their life leaves a lasting, eternal impact on this realm. Oh my gosh, they witness well beyond the grave. The bones of Elijah had the power of, not Elijah, sorry, Elisha. Elijah went up in the world when Elisha, the bones of Elisha, when the body of a dead person touched it, he came back to life. Why? Because there was still a residual in that spirit, or there's a spiritual residual in the remains of Elisha that even a dead person that would touch that would come back. So worlders, we know you hate us. We still love you. It's okay. But we do hope you turn. And we will also, the fact that we, as the Spirit of God enables us, that we do love and forgive you, does not mean that we will continue to be stupid about our interactions with you. Does not mean that, you know, we won't use some discernment to walk through this life and to make some adjustments so that, you know, just stupid, cheap pot shots can't be taken at us. Look, my brothers and my sisters, we don't mind going through. We don't mind. But let's not go through for stupid stuff. If we're going to, and I said this before recently, everybody suffers, everybody goes through in this life. If and when we go through, let's go through with purpose. Let's go through for a reason. Let's do that which God has for us to do and to adjust. Look, learn what you can from that which you've gone through before. A guy I knew one time said, if you continue to do what you've always done, you continue to get what you've always got. True. Very, very true. If you continue to, if you continue down the same path that you've always gone, you're going to continue to get the same result. So, if you don't like it, change. Yes, you know something? Things can be different. You can change. You can change the way that you do things. You can change the way you relate to things. You can change the fact, you know, you don't have to be broke. You don't have to, here, simple principle. Resource-wise, spend less than you earn and do it consistently. Natural principle. If you're a farmer, if you eat the seed, you got nothing to plant the next time around. So, you know, these are not surprises. These are so if you spend yourself down to zero, just on a natural level. Now, you're. You know, what are you going to put into the ground next time? Now, that said, do what it is that the Spirit of God leads you to do. If God tells you, because He's working with you on something, or He's using you to work on something, if God tells you, all right, I want you to give this resource away, I want you to let go of this thing, I want you to go down to zero, which He's done that, you know, with me before, to solidify certain things in my spirit and the way that I would relate to resources that He put into my hands and into my care, yeah, of course, do it. But, you know, if you're just being careless with that which you have in your care, now that's hurting you. Now you're going into a spot that you don't need to be. Whatever is in your life, and I'm not just talking about cash or resources, your time is I am starting to say even more and more, your time is arguably the most valuable resource you have in this life, because you don't get back a minute. Every minute that you're here is one minute that less that you have in this dimension, in this paradigm. And when it's done, when your window of time in this life is done, it's finished. And you move on. So everything that you can do and be about here happens between this springboard into eternity, which is death. The natural death where you pass from this life into the next. And you, even the time that you've been listening in, you've moved closer to that. You've moved closer to your departure from this life. So redeem the time, for the days are evil. Use the time well. So, but that said too, don't miss out on living life either. You know, God wants you to live an abundant life. He wants you to live a full life. He wants you to enjoy the blessing of life. You know, also, it's interesting because when somebody really starts just walking with the Spirit of God, and allowing him to work on them. The things that become important change. You know, when you're in the world, you know the things that you value, your all those external things, all those material things, you know, and what everybody goes through, all their fretting and frowning over, you know, when you come into the kingdom and you're going within, you know what's so nice is just a good friend. So nice is just to spend some time with some people that love you, that care about you, that want your best, interest to be manifest. That they just care about you for who you are, not because they're trying to make a deal, not because they see you as a business resource, not because they are trying to cultivate you as a lead. No, they just like you. They just like you, love you for who you are and who God made you to be. And they like your company. And you like their company. And you can spend days on end with them. And it's just really, really nice. And that becomes the thing of value. So yeah, you know, you just stop, and then if you stop caring about the things, the rest of that stuff, and then as far as like that which is in the material, and then if you can share an amazing experience with those people, like watching a beautiful sunset together, you know, just it becomes even the more just a blessing on your life and who you are. But in order to have a good friend, you got to be a good friend. You know, I mean, to sustain that, I guess. You know, if you want some people in your life that will, you know, just love you and cherish you for who you are, well, then start loving and cherishing people for who they are, and you probably find that. But if you look at everybody as a resource, if you look at everybody as somebody that you can get something out of, then is it a mystery that will end up becoming that which you end up cultivating around you, and other people that will see you that way, because for themselves, you share a similar spirit, a similar way that you relate to reality. Because, alright, that's what the worlders get. The worlders themselves, you are hot in their system to the extent that you're a mover and shaker in there. And, as soon as you outlive your usefulness, as soon as you stop getting called for jobs, as soon as you go broke, as soon as you move from driving your nice flashy car to riding a little scooter, let's see how many of your friends you still have around. Yeah, so in which case you realize they weren't your friends to begin with, and then they feel sad and alone and dejected, and but alas, not your problem to fix. That is becoming a statement I like to make even more and more. Not my problem to fix. I do not have to solve their problems. They choose it. But what I can do is live the truth, live the life, let the Spirit of God work through me, give myself over 100% to Him, hold nothing back, hold nothing in reserve, and when it is that I go through a difficult time, a trial, anything, I take it before Him. And if it starts pulling me without, I stop, pause, and make sure to go back within to the kingdom. And then out of that place of alignment with the kingdom of God in Christ Jesus, in Him I live and move and have my being, out of there, then I allow the Spirit of God to show me now how to react. Show me now how to respond. Show me now what to do, if anything. Because a lot of times God just says, look, I'll take care of it. Just keep going. And He does. Peace, peace, peace be with you. Shalom. Love you guys. Hey, don't forget, drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. And, you know, keep in touch. We love you guys. And we'll catch up with you again soon. So, yep, like I said, going to be traveling again in the very, very near future. So, we'll get out what I can, when I can, as God gives it to me. So, hey, love you guys. Keep on keeping on, and I'll catch up with you soon. God bless.